You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Michelle Cobb, the publisher of Audiophile, has been with me the entire week, and she's been talking about a lot of really good books.
Yes, and we've got another one.
Okay.
Hello, Molly, a memoir by Molly Shannon and Sean Wilsey, read by Molly Shannon herself.
Okay. So first of all, this is a very cute title, Hello, Molly. I keep wanting to break out into song, but I don't know very much about Molly Shannon either, like as with Valerie Bertinelli.
Yes, I would say exactly the same. And this book had the most shocking plot twist of the week. It starts with a car accident. Molly Shannon lost her mother, sister, and cousin in this car accident when she was 4.
Oh my God.
And it was quite a powerful start to a book that I thought, with a title like Hello Molly and being
Molly Shannon.
By Molly Shannon. Yeah. It was going to be a bunch of laughs.
Wow. Yeah. So it's a surprising, it's sort of unexpected.
That unexpected start. And it, you know, don't feel that it is a depressing book at all. It's not. But that was the, you know, boom, out of the gate as, whoa, okay. Now I'm wondering where it's going to go.
Yeah. So it clearly frames her childhood.
It does. And she and her sisters who survive are raised by a single father. And he's got what I might call a unique approach to parenting. He is consistently trying to get her to experience life, you know, study less. Let's get out there and do things.
Go I like that. All that.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. And I really appreciated hearing about how her career path developed, because she was not initially headed into comedy. And it was really interesting to hear how some of her most famous characters developed. So I thought actually we should, you know, hear the clip about Mary Catherine Gallagher early in our chat.
Okay, here we go. This is Hello Molly, a memoir by Molly Shannon and Sean Wilsey, and it's read by Molly Shannon.
This first version of the character wore red pants and a red shirt and turned out to be a murderess. The midnight performances got so raucous and the show was so popular that there were lines around the block to get in. The show and Mary Catherine Gallagher became an on-campus hit. Students would recognize me and say to each other, "Oh my God, it's that girl!" Before doing The Follies, I was a very serious dramatic actress. But then people started telling me, "You should be on Saturday Night Live." I thought, "Really? I'd never considered that before." I realized, God, comedy does come so naturally for me. It was a real revelation, people saying, "You should do comedy." It was fantastic. I loved it. It just felt so right. So this show was another major turning point in my life. For the whole summer after the Mary Catherine Gallagher debut, I kept getting congratulated. After a while, the praise began to have its effect. Maybe I should go to LA and try to get on TV and pursue this comedy thing, I thought. Huh, comedy.
Okay, I laughed in that excerpt.
There are so many laughs in this, so don't take the, you know, the plot twist at the beginning as being where the book ends. It's not that at all.
I never thought about her as a serious actress for a second.
Me neither. I just assumed she like popped out of the womb and was, you know, telling jokes, but that's not the case. The other plot twist I did have was, although Molly Shannon, you know, clearly doesn't read audiobooks all the time, I felt she achieved something that most celebrity biographies do not. She was so natural. She was emotional. She was encouraging. It felt like a conversation. And she would, you know, float in and out of these character voices and people voices. And I'm very curious. I wonder what she would be like if she read someone else's words.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Yeah, this sounded like a professional narrator who does this all the time.
And she has such a lively, lively voice, which in itself is very appealing.
Exactly. And, you know, I just in general felt this was an excellent mix of telling us who she is and where she came from and how her career evolved. But it's a celebrity biography. So you also kind of want to hear these fun stories to fulfill that curiosity that we have.
And do we get the fun stories too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yes. Good.
You know, I would put this amongst this kind of short list of celebrity biographies that I've listened to fairly recently. You know, Will Smith and Billy Porter, really something different and special in the way that their audiobook comes together.
That's a good way to end the week. That was Hello, Molly, a memoir by Molly Shannon and Sean Wilsey, read by Molly Shannon. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Well, thanks for putting up with my themes and taking the plot twist ride with me.
I like a good theme myself. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Naxos Audiobooks. Published in 1791, A Simple Story is Elizabeth Inchbald's page-turner about illicit desire. It concerns Miss Milner, who announces her passion for her guardian, a Catholic priest, thereby breaking through the barriers of his religious vocation and society standards for proper female behavior. A Simple Story anticipates the writing of Jane Austen, especially in Inchbald's concise and ironic style. It's given a delightful reading by the acclaimed actress Juliet Stevenson. I bet it is, too. And you can find it at naxosaudiobooks.com. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart. Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, Sandy Henschel, and Alan Minskoff are contributors. Jennifer Dell is our editor, and the music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomad, Four Way. And I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening.